fact, anything happening around, this is sanctioned by Krishna. We should understand that point. Huh? Without the sanction of Krishna, nothing can take place. Whether it is Anita or it is Nirbhaya, everything sanctioned by Krishna. First of all, we should understand that point. So these people, they are scoring highest mark, first rank holder. Isn't it? They spent 11 years or 12 years, 12 years, 10 plus 2. Under pre-KG, PKG, LKG, UKG, LKG, UKG, that and all. These many years they spent and they never understand how to sustain our life. What is the aim of life? How to live a happy life? Isn't it? So these people, those who are pious people, they go to Swargaloka. Isn't it? They enjoy like anything. But once all the pious credentialities gets over, they are come back. They fall down. The word is better, fall down. So wherever we are going, either to moon land or Mars land, and sunland, if there is no support, shelter, they have to fall down. The same way, understanding the material knowledge up to plus two class, even acquiring first rank, but if there is no shelter, that is mere waste. We have to fall down. Isn't it? So what is the creep reason teaching us? You can compare a creeper and a plant. Which goes high?
Creeper. Creeper.
Isn't it? How much help you provide to the plant, take tulasi plant or rose plant, how much height it can go? Some limited height only. But if a creeper, if you can give some support, how high it will go? You understand? In my old building, that is in Ananu, I got this, jaji plant, that is creeper. Ground floor we kept that one. It went to second floor also. Beyond that there is no support. I could not give support. So that went that much. You understand the point? We want to go higher only. But if we don't have the shelter, we have to fall down. So these studies are not complete and imperfect. It needs the support. The support is, it should be strong. It can withstand anything, just like a tree. Tree, it is very, very strong because even for tsunami, they are very, very strong because of the roots, unseen roots. The roots are strong. Roots are nothing but support, isn't it? Supporting the tree. The trunk is very wide and the roots are very weak, then also it cannot stand. But the roots should be more stronger than the trunk. Trunk should be stronger than the branches. Isn't it? If you don't have support and we are climbing up, what is the use? They are becoming engineers, doctors, lawyers, and they don't have support. What's happening? After giving up the body, they become zero. No one is liar, no one is doctor. This is only the material appliance. It's not permanent. But if they have the support of Krishna consciousness, they can carry on that one for next birth also. Isn't it? So, in this one, this Anita case, in fact, everyone is blaming governments. I do not know what is that NEET actually, what are the rules and regulations in NEET also, I do not know. But everyone is blaming central government and state government. But if you see inwardly, the cause for that cause, apparently we can say central government is no good, state government is no good, because of that only she committed suicide. They never asked her to commit suicide. This is on her own will, isn't it? She could not find better way. Huh? Am I correct? But she is ignorant of God. God can do even the impossible possible. She doesn't have that knowledge. You got the point? She doesn't have that point. She doesn't know the point. Huh? So, the God never commits mistake. Because of the mistake of central government and state government, Krishna never sanctions them, that girl to commit suicide. You understand? Because of the mistake of state government or central government, Krishna never sanctions that girl to commit suicide. It means there is some other reason for Krishna to sanction her to commit suicide. This much is okay? You understand the point? And we people, we are blaming state government and central government. You got the point? What the difference between us and Krishna? What is the difference between us? We are considering state government and central government is not good because of them only. See, the poor lady, she committed suicide. That is ours. Judgment. But Krishna's judgment is different. No, that's not the cause. Isn't it? So who is correct? We correct or Krishna is correct?
Krishna is. Krishna is always correct.
So what is the reason? Then why we are? What's the difference between we and Krishna?
We only remember this birth. Krishna remembers.
We are seeing only outwardly. The cause, we are telling only the cause. But Krishna is the cause of all causes. Krishna knows. Krishna knows what all she did in her previous births. How many doctors she cheated. How many doctors she misbehaved with. In how many ways she cheated the patients when she was doctor in previous births. There are so many reasons we can say Krishna not sanctioned her to get into the admission of MBBS. Isn't it? There are so many things possible. But here the mistake is, we are seeing only the cause, but we are not seeing the cause of all causes. You understand? The judgment for only the cause is partially correct, but that is not perfect and complete. But if you understand the cause for all the causes, it's complete and perfect. Anyone understands the cause for all the causes, he never commits mistake. He never suffers. He never harmed anyone. You understand? Anyone who understands the cause of all causes, he never suffers. He never commits mistakes. he never harmed anyone else. You understand the point? Because in this material world, everything is that is only displeasing, alluring and displeasing finally. Because we are seeing only the cause, we are not seeing the cause of our causes. And today we are going to take sixth lesson. Sixth lesson title, you know, anyone can guess? Except you. You read that one?
Don't say.
Can anyone can guess from what all I was speaking now? We are seeing only the cause. That's why the judgment upon the cause is incomplete and imperfect. Okay? If you understand the cause for all causes, then the judgment is complete and perfect. What's the title? Partially correct. Anyone can guess? Supreme judge. No, you better. This very, very important, the title is from transcendental knowledge. Please understand, the title of the lesson 6 is from transcendental knowledge to, can anyone fill up now? From absolute truth. Very correct. From transcendental knowledge to absolute. Absolute truth means
Krishna.
Then only we can understand. In this one, we have to understand Krishna tatvataha. You remember, no? Many people say, I know Krishna. My grandmother was worshipping, my grandfather was worshipping, my parents were worshipping. We are also worshipping, our children are also worshipping. But they do not know tatvataha. Philosophically, they do not understand Krishna. Even Arjuna could not understand Krishna, even though he was with Krishna from his childhood till he goes to Kurukshetra war field. He never understood. Philosophically, he never understood. But we claim, moreover, that we understood Krishna. Isn't it? To understand Krishna, what the thing? How we can understand Krishna? Bhaktyamam avijana, only devotions. How we can have devotion service? Devotion means? How you can devote to someone? Many wives are not devoted to her husbands. Isn't it? Nowadays you can see, many ladies are not devoted their lives to their husbands. Isn't it? Then how can we claim that we are devoted our lives to Krishna? How it is one? Sadhana. Then sadhana, you are doing your sadhana, Krishna is pleased. Then Krishna once pleased, then what Krishna does or what you are going to do?
Confidential survey.
So reveal before that one?
Reveal the Brahma Bhutas.
What Krishna does?
Reveal the truth.
Correct. He takes you to spiritual master who can impart the transcendental knowledge. You understand? Who can impart the transcendental knowledge? Arjuna had the transcendental knowledge when he about to fight the war, before beginning of the Kurukshetra war.
No.
Did Arjuna have? No. You understand? How he got the transcendental knowledge? By? You tell, surrender is okay, that vague word, it's not a specific answer.
Approaching Guru, accepting Guru.
Accepting Guru, and Guru is?
bona fide.
Pleased with them, he is imparting what? What? What he has seen. What he has seen is the cause of all causes. He is not giving any judgment just by following, just by observing, only the causes. Isn't it? Arjuna was telling, he is my grandfather Bhishma, that's the cause. He is my guru Dronacharya, that's the cause. And he is telling, how can I kill them? He is giving the judgment over only on causes. But he has no vision of cause of all causes. Isn't it? You got the point? We have to learn in Niskan, not the cause. We do not want to give judgment observing cause. Got the point? Transcendental means?
Above the remote.
Transcendental means knowing the cause of all causes. Transcendental or beyond three, this and all vagueness, that is residual knowledge. Anyone can tell just by hearing one class. But specifically, today's class, what I am telling, the one who knows the cause of all causes is transcendental. Isn't it? What is the sloka? Daily for Srimad Bhagavatam you are supposed to recite. Beyond three modes. Adokshadaha. Adha plus Uksha. Adokshadaha.
Savai pumsam paro dharmo
yato bhakti adokshadaha. Adokshadaha means? Akshadaha means? Seer. Adokshadaha means one who can be able to see beyond three modes. Krishna. One who can be able to see Krishna beyond the three modes, that Krishna's name is called Adokshadaha. Isn't it? Ahaituki apratyata sammahatma sudurlabha. Yayatma suprasiddhi. Suprasiddhati. Siddha means?
Perfection.
Suprasiddhati means the one who has come to the supreme perfection. Suprasiddhati. Is there any word beyond that one? Suprasiddhati? No. The human beings life's aim means to become suprasiddhati. So the study in ISKCON is not an ordinary academic studies. Academic study means we can understand the causes and give the judgment. But transcendental judgment means knowing the cause of all causes and giving the judgment. That's only one Adokshada. You all clear this point? Isn't it? You understand? With my own eyes I have seen that Sridhar Nitha a better Lokabandhu. Isn't it? But poor Lokabandhu, he doesn't have any knowledge of Krishna consciousness. He was also telling, yes, that Prabhu, Sridhar Nitha bit me. I want to take revenge. Isn't it? This is the materialist activities. Once Lokabandhu heard Bhagavad Gita and accepted the rules and regulations in his life, then what he's telling? No. Sridhar Nitha helped me. Kaikeyi helped me. Rama is telling, isn't it? Mother Kaikeyi, you didn't ask the two boons. How it was possible for me to go to Lanka and kill Ravana? How can I can understand the extent of the sacrifice of the Jatayu, the extent of the sacrifice of my brothers, Lakshmana, Bharata, Shatrughna? They all sacrificed not their lives because of only Kaikeyi. And we people, we scold, we abuse Kaikeyi, and no one can be named Kaikeyi. To that extent, we hate Kaikeyi. But Rama is glorifying. We have only the knowledge of the causes, what is the apparent causes. But transcendentally, spiritual man, saintly persons, they see only the cause of all the causes. Isn't it? So now onwards, you people also should understand, you cannot judge anything just by observing. Our perfection, our senses are imperfect. With my own eyes I saw, with my own ears I heard, with own my legs I went and observed. So our senses and all, we are telling imperfect, and we are judging only on that one. Isn't it? Till now we were in material life. Now we should change. This is the lesson now we are starting today. So the title is from Transcendental Knowledge to Absolute Truth. You are using the transcendental knowledge. Transcendental knowledge is the knowledge to be used in our life, to be implemented in our life, so that we can see Krishna, the Absolute Truth. With the only cause, we are having relative truth. That is not the Absolute Truth. You got the point? Here itself, if Guru is not proper, everything gone. Okay? So we do not want to discuss that one now. In the class, we will discuss that one. So in this one, if anyone has any problems or any doubts, be clear. You can ask now. It's very, very vital. If you are in ISKCON, you should understand how to transcend. Yes, Mataji. Samahatma Shuddha. Adokshada. Adokshada I already explained. Akshada means one who sees. Akshi means eyes, no? Akshi. Kamakshi, Meenakshi. Akshi like mean, fish, Meenakshi, Kamakshi, one who has desires in the eyes itself, Kamakshi. So, the Akshi, what we can be able to see with this eyes? Anything that we are seeing, that is within the influence of three modes. Anything beyond the three modes that with this eyes we cannot see. Because this eyes and all, imperfect. This eyes and all imperfect, no? So, we cannot see the vision which has no influence of Maya, three modes. In that place only, beyond influence of three modes, there only Krishna's name is Adokshaja, na plus, Akshaja. That side. That's why Krishna called Adokshaja. So if we don't see this one, this eyes, but with the eyes of our heart, our mind, the sacred eyes, the holy eyes, transcendental eyes, pure eyes. Pure means no imperfections. With that one, we can be able to see the Adokshaja. That's why many, many blind people, they describe that we have no, that Banki Bihari temple, the blind is daily used to come and sings bhajans and all. And he can describe how the deity is decorated, with what color. That and all. Then even Krishna is giving the vision to him. Father, our material eyes are not necessary. Isn't it? With our material eyes, we can see only the cause, but not the cause of all causes. Isn't it? So, Sammahatmas Durba, one who can be able to see the Adokshita, such persons are very, very rare. We cannot find you. That's very, very rare. Bahunam janmala mante jnanavan mam prapadyate vasudeva sarvam yiti sammahatma sudurlabha. As though he got the knowledge of all this material world, so he can be able to give the judgment of this causes only. That's why they ask, where is the proof? Some judges in High Court, they want the proof. Whether it is original or duplicate, something is, they don't bother for that one. If you have the proof, once in my time also, my owner, house owner, he asked us to vacate. He want to reconstruct because the building is weak. But I myself went to corporation and I got the certificate that my building is not weak, it's so strong. So there is no necessity. And the person came and he observed, he gave me the certificate, I produced the certificate in court and the judgment given that building is so nice, there is no necessity to demolish that one. You understand the point? So this is only the apparent one. That's not absolute truth. But for that one, what is the cause? That is very, very important. Bahunam janmanam ante jnanavan mam prabhajyate. Bahunam janmanam ante means he's no more called intelligent. Now he is becoming change. There is some change. What the change? He is thinking that Krishna is everywhere. Krishna is there. My intelligence is not there. He is seeing now Adokshita. Isn't it? He is not seeing with the influence of 3 months. He is seeing beyond the influence of that is Maya. Adokshita is seeing the influence of Yoga Maya. She is called Mahamaya. Internal energy is the Yoga Maya. Internal, Krishna's internal. Isn't it? She is Yoga Maya. So such persons are very, very rare. They can be able to see Krishna, they can tell about Krishna, they can guide you properly, they can help you properly. Once I heard that one sannyasi was taking class of that one, he was in my, that is a new, early years of my ISKCON, 80s. He told, I heard, he was telling, if anyone is asking us some suggested solution, I cannot give single solution. I will give choices of solutions, sir. Please, sir, this is not false. This is my early age of Krishna consciousness, sir. And he told us one example. If someone wants to begin, those days, no? They want to begin some business, he has the principal amount 20,000. Those days 20,000 is a huge amount. Nowadays 20,000 is nothing. In the 80s I am telling. So, if you have 20,000 and you want to have some suggestion, I cannot give only one solution. I will give choices. Suppose if I give one solution and you become failure, and you will come and demand me money 20,000, from where I can get you 20,000? This is the really, I'm not telling the false, this is the answer I heard from your sannyasi. You understand the point?
Sannyasi is not sure
whether it will be right or not. A sannyasi should see the cause of all causes. Then only he can remain sannyasi perfectly. If he is not seeing the cause of all causes, he cannot remain. That's why it is recommended in Shastras, particularly in Kali Yuga, don't accept renunciation. You understand the point? No, because Krishna cannot come, demigods cannot come here, but even till the end of Dwapara Yuga, they were coming down. They could witness them. But now it is not possible. That's why it is recommended in our scriptures. Got the point? No, we cannot accept it. Sannyasis. Cannot accept renunciation. That's one who can be able to. Some Mahatma Sundara Bhagavad. Those are very, very rare. Like Prabhupada. Prabhupada, one night he was singing, dancing, and one person came and he put one garland. And everybody got stunned, what is he speaking? How can this flower? But the proof is that the garland never become dry. It ever fresh, isn't it? Many people, they don't even believe Prabhupada saying, isn't it? So this is the thing. We should develop the faith in Krishna. Definitely Krishna is there. But Krishna is beyond the influence of Maya. If you are able to go there, beyond the influence of Maya, it is very difficult to go beyond the gravitation power of Earth. How you can go beyond the influence of Maya? Isn't it? So we should understand. That one is nothing. Only Krishna is telling, Bhadhya Mam Avijanati. Don't try to come, don't choose any aircraft or anything. Just to do devotional service, the rest and all comes automatically step by step. You need not put effort. You curb your false ego. Arisadvarga means? Hari means? Hari? Everybody knows. A-R-A, not Hari H. It is A-R-I-Hari. Hari. Hari. Hari, that is H-A-R-A, Hari. H-A-R-A, Hari is elephant. One name of elephant is Hari. This is... Hari, Hari means? No. Ari means enemy. Ari, A-R-I, Ari means enemy. Ari is Satvarga. Satvarga means? Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Madha, Maksha. These six, these and are our enemies. Ari Satvarga. Means these six are our, they are not our friends, sir. Please understand, they are our enemies. Isn't it? Enemy means what? We cannot try to make the enemy friend, isn't it? Enemy means we should cut off our relationship with that one. Isn't it? But we have always, karma means desire. We have so many desires. What are the desires? Which I do not want, don't have, that I want to get. That's the desire, isn't it? Why you don't have? Krishna has not provided. Why Krishna has not provided? You don't deserve. You don't deserve. That's the Krishna has not provided. But what you don't deserve, and you are demanding that one. So that is enemy love. You are not happy with what we are possessed with. The desire is enemy. If the desire is not fulfilled, what we are getting?
No.
angry krodha, kama krodha. Even if you can be able to adjust the krodha and get something, then lobha. Lobha means I want more, I want more, I want. Greedy. Lobha, moha, illusion. Illusion means we do not know what to do with that one. Then mada. Mada means madness, garva, proud, pride. The Satyabhama's father, Satrajit. Satrajit got the money from sun god. He became very, very proud. Even Krishna advised him, such things you cannot keep, better to keep in assembly of royal palace, royal kingdom. But he did not say, isn't it? And he got very much puffed up. Getting puffed up is this mother. And at last, he lost that word. He blamed Krishna, and Krishna proved that he is not a victim. Isn't it? Then he comes to his senses, Satrajit. Isn't it? So this mother, the final one is C. It's very, very difficult. What is that one? Maksharya. Maksharya means?
Envy.
Paramai in Tamil. One who develops this paramai, Maksha, it's very, very difficult to curb that one. Why not me? Why you? I am better than you. How can I allow you? Isn't it? This is the envy. Moksha. So this and all, if we maintain them, we are maintaining our enemies. Just like Indira Gandhi was shot by her own bodyguard. She never understood. She never knew that one bodyguard could also do like this one. Isn't it? So, we cannot maintain these enemies, kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, moksha. To get out of this only, we have to do our sadhana nicely, perfectly, offenselessly. The sadhana may be beginning from offensive stage to offenseless stage. By only practicing, we will transform that one to offenseless stage. So for all these things, the vital point is how best we do our sadhana. If you are doing your sadhana offenselessly, then Krishna has the obligation to make you make you suprasidati. Suprasidati. This is the last word for a human being, living entity also. Suprasidati. If you want to see Krishna, that's why Krishna is also telling you, see, avajananti mamuda manasintanu masrita. When Krishna descended, people, they are in the only causes only. They are in only influenced by only Maya. They cannot go beyond that one. That's why they cannot understand Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God, even though He is in front of you. Isn't it? So that's why Prabhupada also, we need to have that eye ointment is actually curbing the influence of Maya and taking you beyond. So this much points we should understand. Now ISKCON means don't give judgment just by observing, just by hearing. It's not like that ordinary High Court or Supreme Court. They want some evidence. The evidence are true or not true, they don't mind. Isn't it? That's why they could able to, the pupil can able to buy justice. But if you see the cause of all causes and you are giving judgment, then no one can buy that judgment. It is all perfect and all complete. But here, in material courts, they are incomplete and imperfect. That's why even the victim can buy justice. Isn't it? So you want to remain in the caste level or caste of caste level? Try to understand the point. If you remain in caste, we will get cheated and we will cheat. That's what Prabhupada told. The whole world is cheaters and cheaters. We already done that lesson. Because we enabled to see the cause of our causes. You see? We have to become suprasidati. Siddha.
Siddha.
Supreme perfection. We have to see Krishna as He is. Prabhupada is very much after as He is. That is all perfect. Otherwise, it is only relative truth. Okay? So, anyone has any doubt or clarification required? That's why I told one more point also. Please understand. A Vaishnava never can fill up anything happening in this world, then a Vaishnava never become
surprised.
Disturbed, bewildered. He never get bewildered. Deha no, even that one, what is the thing? Deha no smiyata, deha komar. Man dies, giving up his body. The Vaishnava will never get, he is a dhira. So if one, it's happened like this one, I am so sorry. Then he never understood the activities of Krishna. So the dhira, he goes in such a tragic place and instead of, it happened like that, what to do? He also shed tears. He never shed tears. What he is doing? What he is doing?
Chanting.
He is giving them some confidence. Hope, some confidence. What he is supposed to do now? Just like Parikshit Maharaj was in the verge of death. But Sukadeva Maharaj is a transcendentalist. It's a supersedati. He gave him hope. Don't bother. I know. But no one else come forward. Even the father of Sukadeva, he could not come forward. Because the time is limited. 7 days only. He was there. It's the incarnation of Krishna. But he is showing the way how to, according to that situation, how he has behaved. All the incarnations are not acting like Krishna. They have their own limitations. They have their own purposes.
Or is that as per the arrangement of Krishna, he didn't want to tell anything?
He is restricted within his limitations. That is incarnation. But Krishna, because he himself is the Supreme Person, for him there is no restrictions. There is no limitations. He can do anything and everything. Because he is the state the very same Supreme Personality of God and descended. But Rama cannot do. Ravana, Varaha, Vamana, Narasimha, they cannot do within their, beyond their limitations. But Krishna, the Supreme Person himself, that's why he could be able to do anything. will of Putana. Isn't it? Aristasura, he can lift Govardhana. Huh? And he can show the world that he is giving up his body also. And he is alive also. Huh? He can expand himself, seven Krishnas at the same time. He can expand himself like 16,100 Krishnas and marrying these many gopis. Huh? In one muhurta time. Huh? Isn't it? This no one else can do. Even Rama cannot do. Rama is like, no, I am only one patni. Huh? I cannot marry you. Next, I am going to come as Krishna. Wait till then. Huh? Isn't it? So, the point is, here very Prabhupada's mission successful means he told that any one of my followers become pure devotee. Pure devotee means supraseedati. He can be able to see Krishna as Krishna, philosophical. Even if one person is like that one, his mission is all successful.
One pure devotee I want to see.
Yeah.
Like if Guru also tells, even if I make one pure devotee in my life, my mission is successful.
Yes.
So Prabhupada is a pure devotee, he proved the whole world.
But we have to understand a perfect can make an imperfect a perfect. How you can say Prabhupada is pure devotee unless he is unable to make a impure pure? You got the point, no? That's the point. It is not that much we can boast ourselves that I am so pure. But the Krishna cannot accept unless you make a imperfect pure perfect. You got the point?
He made so many perfects.
That's the point.
Converted.
Yes. So everyone can become pure devotees. It doesn't mean that he expects only one. But he is telling, even if one becomes so successful, if all of you become, everything is successful. Huh?
Mission successful.
Yes, complete mission successful. Is it? Okay, then we will do some kirtan. If anybody wants some water or something, they can have. Please, sir.
Oh, one question.
Yes, sir.
Krishna, is that he
is
able to do anything whatever he wants?
Yes.
But in the end of the Mahabharata, Gandhari, when she gets the news that Duryodhana is dead, everybody is crying and she's crying, and Krishna comes there, and she just gives cursing like anything that.
Because she saw only the cause. She didn't see the cause of a cause.
She could
the same thing after this Bharata, Mahabharata, and the Sakuni's son. The story and all we do not know. Sakuni's son is the king of the Gandhara kingdom. Huh? So Sakuni's son calls Gandhari as a aunt, father's sister, Buvaji, isn't it? And there in Gandhar place, Gandhari is there, and the Sakuni's wife is also there, and the son is there. The son is, he wants to take the revenge of his father's murder. So he wants to kill Pandavas. So the Pandavas do not want to fight with the Gandhara kingdom. So Arjuna is also telling you how it is possible this, that and all. Huh? Then Bhima is telling, I will go to Gandhara kingdom, I will convince them. But Arjuna is saying, no, he is not, he is the son of Sakuni, so he is more dangerous than his father. He warned Arjuna also. But Bhima is telling, no, it's anyhow, I should go and I want to compromise this one. And then he goes. That time, the Sakuni's son was very much angry with Bhima. He's telling, no, we don't compromise, I don't do anything. I want to fight and I want to kill all of you. And he asked all the soldiers to arrest Bhima. The soldiers all came about to arrest, but Bhima is looking all around. Everybody gone outward. They are scared of Bhima. Then you are shouting, why you are not arresting him? On my order you should arrest them. Arrest him. That time, this Gandhari is coming. Stop, stop, stop. She is realizing the truth. You want to take the revenge of your father? Do you know what your father is? She is telling all the things, how he planned to put the luck of her home on fire, how they administered poison. To such a father you want to take revenge? She realized that one. My point is this one. Initially she saw only the cause. Afterwards she saw the cause of all causes. Now she is convincing. Nephew. And he stopped. He told, he became friendly to Bhima. You understand? So with only the cause judgment, we cannot do any good thing for any, even for us it is not good. But if you understand the cause of all causes, we can do good for ourselves, we can do good for everyone.
You know, theoretically is the cause of all causes, but in some spiritual...
We are not practically, we never understood. Not up, because we do not know what is cause of cause.
So the sadhana is not perfect.
That's only not the cause, there are many other causes also.
Or prarabdha karma.
Prarabdha karma is only to begin with, afterwards we can change our karma. So Krishna consciousness is so nice. Anyone, even the Brahmanahatya, one who did Brahmanahatya, he can also become. He is telling, even the sutras, the ladies, they can also come to the level of the supreme level. Isn't it? So anyone who is getting into Krishna consciousness, there is no loss.
So Krishna is patiently listening. He says, oh, Yadam
because their mission is over. They have to go back to their place. No. Only for the time being, Krishna used them. We are arranging some drama. The drama is not eternal. It's only for time being. You understand? This Mahabharata, the Yuddha, that is for only time being a drama.
But her curse also, Krishna wanted it to happen because he didn't want to leave any of his
Yadavas. Yes, yes. So remain back here. He wants to take everyone back. Yes, yes. Because that place, when again Krishna comes as he is, that time, that is open for everyone. As soon as all they left the Dwarka, the sea closed that one, the place. Immediately. So such things is that one. I am really telling, once you are able to see Krishna, you become confidential servant of Krishna, Krishna is going to reveal everything to you. You understand?
Yes. No.
If the judge commits a mistake, mistakenly giving some judgment, he is also punishable by the Almighty.
What the person who gets the wrong judgment? The victim.
He gets
the wrong judgment.
Because that is reaction for his previous deeds. You should understand what is action and what is reaction. The person who got the opposite judgment, he deserves that one because previously he did something wrong to somebody else. This is the reaction for him. Action for judge. Judge is giving wrong judgment. Is the action for that consequence is awaiting him. But this victim, he already did some action, wrong action in past. Now the judge gave the incorrect judgment is the consequences for his previous deed.
The reaction.
That's the reaction. You understand the point? Yes. So we cannot blame even such a judge because Krishna sanctioned the judge to give wrong judgment. Unless Krishna doesn't give, he cannot give that.
But then judge should suffer for their wrong judgment.
Definitely, that is waiting, awaiting for him.
Krishna only wanted him to give, no.
Because his desire is like that one. He is getting some money, no? You are not understand the point. Unless or otherwise he is not allured by this money. He never gives wrong. There is some reason behind.
In all the cases, the small, small children, they get exploited, they get molested, abducted.
Yes.
They are not.
That is this life. You do not know their previous lives, Sundar. But Krishna knows.
But this life is still innocent.
Yeah. Innocence. Innocence never fetches any punishment. Innocent also be punishable. Being innocent itself is punishable. Huh? You are supposed to know everything. Huh? It's not true. Because you have not seen the cause of all causes, that's why you are speaking like this, brother. Huh? You understand? The child, you are telling what the thing happened to Vasudeva and Devaki. They lost 6 children in front of them. Krishna is arranging that thing for her, his own sister, his own mother. He is allowing, sanctioning his own uncle to kill his own brothers. 6 brothers. For Krishna it is nothing, only for us, because we are seeing only the apparently what is the cause. But Krishna knows the cause of our God. Father, even Abhimanyu was rudely killed. But for Krishna it's nothing. Krishna is saying, oh, he is giving up his body, he is going to get the spiritual body now. He's very, very happy, huh? So unless you don't see the cause of all causes, you will be bewildered. So you have to come to that level. I am trying you to come to that level. Huh? If you accept me, then you will come.
So for Krishna, it's only like a drama, no? Everything acting for some reason.
Why Krishna has to come here? Krishna has come to re-establish the dharma. Re-establish the dharma, father told me. So that is only taking for time being, not forever. So after the mission is over, everybody, they wound up and they gone back their respective places. Isn't it? Not only Tamil Nadu, everywhere it is happening. In UP, Bihar, everywhere it is there. In Maharashtra also. No, we cannot say like that one. No? It's happening everywhere. Unless or otherwise one is not able to see Krishna philosophically, he is on the wrong side. The great statement Prabhupada also gave, no? If you are not Krishna conscious, you are a cheater. You are a sinner. Isn't it? So this and all is like that one. Now we will do something, some bhajans. That one.